Good morning, good morning! Wednesday! Almost Yontav. Principle number 6 in the book How to Win Friends and Influence People in Part 3. The title is The Safety Valve in Handling Complaints. Most people trying to win others to their way of thinking do too much talking. Let other people talk themselves out. They know more about their business and problems than you do. So ask them questions. Let them tell you a few things. If you disagree with them, you may be tempted to interrupt, but don't. It is dangerous. They won't pay attention to you while they still have a lot of ideas of their own, crying for expression. Wow. 100 years ago, Tishin Geshim, as Meredu wegen expressing, creative expression. That's what it's all about. So listen patiently and with an open mind. Be sincere about it. Encourage them to express their ideas fully. Does this policy pay in business? Let's see. Okay, so this, you see, he first had two paragraphs on the idea, and now he's going to have a story or two about the idea. That's how he's doing it always. And it's not a bad idea for us to do it. We have a point, we have a feature, we have a benefit in our product and service that we want to bring out, or a psychological concept that you want to help somebody to have a better life with less pressure, or do more sales, a concept in sales, and how to handle your own emotional baggage. And you have so you say the concept, and then you say a story. Does this policy pay in business? Let's see. How is the story of a sales representative who... Here's the story of a sales representative who was forced to try it. Years ago, one of the largest automobile manufacturers in the United States was negotiating for a year's requirement of upholstery fabrics. Three important manufacturers had worked up fabrics in sample bodies. These had all been inspected by the executives of the motor company, and notice had been sent to each manufacturer saying that on a certain day, a representative from each supplier would be given an opportunity to make a final plea for the contract. GBR, a representative for one manufacturer, arrived in town with a severe attack of laryngitis. I don't know what that is, but it's an illness, laryngitis. When it came my turn to meet the executives in conference, Mr. R said, as he related the story before one of my classes, I had lost my voice. I guess laryngitis has to do with the voice. Yeah, right. I remember now. The tonsils is being removed, I think, with laryngitis. I could hardly whisper. I was ushered into a room and found myself face to face with the textile engineer, the purchasing agent, the director of sales, and the president of the company. I stood up and made a valiant effort to speak, but I couldn't do anything more than squeak. They were all seated around the table, so I wrote on a pad of paper, "Gentlemen, I have lost my voice. I am speechless." "I'll do the talking for you," the president said. He did. He exhibited my samples and praised their good points. A lively discussion arose about the merits of my goods, and the president, since he was talking for me, took the position I would have had during the discussion. My sole participation consisted of smiles, nods, and a few gestures. As a result of this unique conference, I was awarded the contract, which called for over 500,000 yards of upholstery fabric at an aggregate value of $1.6 million. I think that's 100 years ago. The biggest order I had ever received. I know I would have lost the contract if I hadn't lost my voice, because I had the wrong idea about the whole proposition. I discovered quite by accident how richly it sometimes pays to let the other person do the talking. Okay, so that's story number one. We'll finish here by today. And who more than us know about this? Siag l'chach mishtika. Da'al l'chakime b'remize. Let the other person talk. A wise man once said, nothing. And how many other things? L'metzini l'agif yoise toiv mishtika. Is an andere memre ochet en uves about shtika. Le metzusi lagiv toiv mishtika is the exact language as a gedenkit, the Lushna Mishnah. So, yeah. meint nicht zu sagen, man darf nicht reden, man darf nicht geben, man darf geben ein Schmeichel, man darf machen ein Initiative und gehen, nicht sein passive. Most people sind ein anyway nicht passive. And the, but the main part is, wenn ich, wenn ich hier als Salesperson says, ich habe gesucht, ich habe Masber gewesen, right away my antenna goes up. Ich will hören, wo das gehört. Ich will das eben gelost reden. In der Kasche wird die uns gefragt, was hat ihm gemacht werden. Ich habe mal gehört, eine Statistik, that 85% of the sales should be you listening and the other person talking. 85%. Where do we stand? Where do you stand? Der einzigste Platz, I think, was ich kenne, was wir kennen, was wir trachten, ist, wir können am Arbe reisen, im Schibach, ist bei der Agude. Peisig bei Nacht. Dort ist der Reden in Reden. Man redet nicht von Lernen. Man darf, wo man ist, der Reise, man lernt und man redet. Man redet nicht von dem. We got to tell you about your mahi. Because otherwise, you want to guide with questions. Guide with silence. Guide with actions. Show them by doing, not by telling. Hat er gesagt, was folgst du mich nicht? Weil die folgst doch allein nicht. Und so ist es euch gesagt, das ist Lose London von Snap Ahead, wishing for you a successful, a zluchendiger, stillschweigendiger Tag. Gesinnterheit, oh mein.